Hey, go-getters, let Noom Sport Hydration Tablets power up your fun and keep you ready to move. Simply drop, dissolve, and enjoy crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade or lemon lime. With 5 essential electrolytes and crafted with clean, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten-free ingredients, Noom should be your go-to hydration choice. Because when you're hydrated, you can do more, go further, and recover quicker. Shop now on NoomLife.com and get ready for endless fun, because anything can happen after noon.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Off and running with another episode of Believe in Kentucky. Got Aaron Gershon back from the Cat's Paws. Jalen Whitlow's not with us, but his highlight lives on, courtesy of Tom Leach. AG, man, been a minute since you've been on here. So how you been? You catching your breath? How's everything
going? Yeah, man, it's good to be back. Last week was, 2 weeks ago, we'd had that planned LSU game on a Wednesday night and all that. And I think you and I did something on that Tuesday, maybe. And then last week, obviously, had some travel issues getting home from that crazy game down in Starkville. So didn't get to get on with you boys last Wednesday night, but it's good to be with you today. And then, you know, we'll get Jalen back and get the game back together next week, next Wednesday, ahead of the start of the SEC tournament.
Absolutely. SEC tournament next week, which means regular season is winding down and down to the final home game at Rupp Arena tomorrow against Vanderbilt, and like we're talking about, the season finale in Knoxville. But man, senior day, it just kind of snuck up on us, man, this season.
Yeah, right.
I was hearing a lot of people voice that sentiment. You just love this team so much, not ready to part. Cal on his radio show, hey, enjoy them. They won't be here next year.
He's not wrong.
That's where we are, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, I was just having this conversation, texting with my buddy literally before we got on. Like, he's like, oh, who do you think's gonna be back? I'm like, Adu. And then who knows? Like, that's my guess. It's wild how much roster turnover there's going to be. And, you know, we'll hit all that and can even talk a little bit about today what I'm thinking there. But anyway, yeah, the senior day already here. It's weird because it does feel like, you know, with those games in Toronto in July, feels like we've had this team for a while. And it's been like almost an extended season with that. But at the same time, like these last couple months have definitely flown by from like the first game of the year against New Mexico State to now. That feels like it's gone pretty darn quick. And yeah, part of it is because you have a really exciting group that keeps you on your toes. That's for damn sure. But also are extremely fun to watch because they go out and can score with anyone. They got so many different pro players on this team that are electric and fun to watch. So yeah, it's definitely been a great ride, and they'll get one more at Rupp tomorrow, which is honestly might not be the worst thing, because Rupp has not been too kind to this group this year. I mean, they have the four home losses. They almost had one on Saturday. They had the St. Joe's game where a free throw was the difference, a missed free throw, that is. So, but no, I mean, you got Vandy tomorrow. Should be a nice little send-off game for Antonio Reeves, who's obviously had an amazing 2 years here. Good thing that Trey Mitchell's back healthy for it. Give some love to those two walk-ons that have been with this program for a while, and Watkins and Canada. And, you know, actually, he's not going to be going through the ceremony. He said that today. So at least just those three guys, because he went through it last year. But it should be fun. And if they do, it should be a lot of fun if they do the same thing they did to Vandy down in Nashville. And then you got just a massive game. Really, you know, the SEC tournament, there's a lot of debate on whether or not there's much to do with your NCAA tournament seed. I mean, unless you're a team that isn't going to make it otherwise, and you win the tournament and then you get a seed because you clinched that auto bid, you know, it's hard to tell just how much, if Kentucky goes one and done in Nashville, or if they go and win the whole thing, how much that's really going to affect their resume. But that game in Knoxville will. There's no doubt about that, especially if they win it.
Yeah. So who'd you say wouldn't be doing senior day ceremony?
Brennan Canada said he wouldn't be because he did it last year. I don't know if that means he'll get like the honorary 30-second start or not, but it'll be at least Reeves, Mitchell, and Watkins, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So did Reeves probably went through it last year too, but I guess he's
– I mean, he was – I'd be surprised if he didn't. He was so close to being gone and was all but gone throughout the summer and allegedly taking classes at Illinois State and the whole thing. Yep. So maybe, I don't know.
No, but he's had such a good year. I think, I don't think anyone would complain if he goes through it again.
Right, for sure.
That's for sure.
We're coming at y'all live on Twitter and YouTube, and with the status of Facebook, who knows, but might not be live on Facebook right now. But y'all can get in and feel free to comment. Subscribe at Believe in Kentucky Podcast on YouTube. You can get all the live videos that we put out there and this live right now. And also let y'all know that we're proud to be partnered up with the Autograph app, where you can get rewarded for listening to our show. The team at Autograph, co-founded by Tom Brady, is redefining the fan experience by letting users earn points for the acts of fandom they take every day, like listening to this podcast. Autograph Fandom App gives you access to all your favorite Kentucky content in one place and offers rewards like tickets, exclusive merchandise, and more. You're already listening to our show, but now you can earn points and get rewarded for it. So head over to the Apple App Store and search for Autograph Fandom Rewarded and download it for free today using referral code Believe Kentucky, BLEAV Kentucky, all together. Link and code are also in our podcast description. So definitely get rewarded. They've been giving out ticket packages they have one for Kentucky and Arkansas, Kentucky and Alabama. They even tweeted out a chance for Blue to get into Thompson Bowling with Kentucky, Tennessee ticket packages. So download the app, use our code, get in there, listen to podcasts, read articles, refer people. They got a March Madness contest based on how many people you refer. And you got a chance to get some tickets for a road game at Tennessee as well. So cool stuff from the Autograph app right there. Constantly putting out there for the BBN. Talked about Antonio Reeves. You tweeted out earlier in the day that you had a piece coming about him on the Cats Pile. So tell everybody what you wrote, who you talked to, and what you wrote.
Yeah, it's just the thing that I think stands out with Antonio is how ridiculously consistent he is. I mean, every night we talk all the time about Reed and Rob, and rightfully so, those guys are special players, but I mean, Reeves is a walking 20 points every single night, whether you notice it or not. It just is there in the box score. I mean, what is it this year? 17 games of 20 plus, five in a row, which is the most since PJ Washington did it a couple of years back. 53 of his 63 games at Kentucky, he's been in double figures. I mean, the guy is just so consistent. So asked all three of the seniors, the other guys, Mitchell, Canada, and Watkins, about just, you know, from their experience, having been around a lot of different basketball players, and then the two walk-ons there with Brennan and Kareem, a lot of guys who were drafted in the NBA, and a couple more that are going to be added to that list after this year. And none of them have seen anything like it, especially I thought Trey had a really good answer. He's always super thoughtful. So just more into his consistency, some of the numbers he's put up in just two seasons here that are ridiculous. I mean, they really are. He is as I would say he's as good of a scorer, at least as consistent of a scorer as we've seen in the Calipari era. And I think with some of the guys he's had to play besides, whether it's Reed and Rob this year, or whether it was Oscar last year being a National Player of the year before that, he's just kind of been overlooked a little bit. And that's a good problem to have, because it means you have a lot of talent. You have a lot of really good players. But, man, if this guy was at Vanderbilt, if this guy was at Iowa, I'm just throwing out random names, he'd be a bona fide All-American, no doubt about it. But since he's at Kentucky and there's so much talent on this team, he just flies under the radar. But he doesn't seem to care. He actually seems to kind of like it. He's a quiet guy to begin with, and he just continues to attack every single day. And, I mean, like I said, 20 points the last five games, 17 this year, did it 10 times last year, had the 37 game against Arkansas. I think he had another 30-point game. Was it Louisville this year? So, I mean, he's just a bucket, man. It's unbelievable what that guy's doing. And it was just to kind of just highlight those numbers and the consistency and kind of the lack of attention he's gotten, because he is he's as good as anyone in the country. I think Dalton Kneck's going to win SEC Player of the Year, which is hard to argue with what he's done coming in from Northern Colorado. But if it were any other year, I mean, if it were last year, for example, it's Antonio Reeves, man. That gets the credit to what Kneck's doing. But he's steady, man. He's steady Eddie, and sometimes steady Eddie gets forgotten about.
Yeah, that's true, too. I was messaging back and forth a friend of the podcast and fellow Believe Network host, Travis Reed, who does the Believe in UCLA podcast. He's been on here a couple of times, and you know, he sent a voice message and was saying, you know, because Cal needs to go to the freshmen, you know, use those freshmen. Anyway, we've seen what Reed did at Mississippi State, you know, saw what Dillingham did at the end of the Arkansas game. And I definitely agree with Travis, what he's saying there. Of course, you got all this freshman, you got all this talent. And he, based on his observation, wasn't super impressed with Reed. I don't know how much has he seen, if he's watched every game. But I just, you know, messaging back the game log, game by game. And I was like, man, he's super consistent. And yeah, he's much more than a catch and shoot guy this year, because that's basically 100%. What he was last year. You know, spot up, and you know, you kick out to him, and he's going to hit it most of the time. And now, you know, he's going to the hole, reverse layups. The floater, which was there last year, is still just as deadly, and you know, of course, from three. And so, you know, he looked back, and then he kind of—I ain't saying I convinced him, but he did say, "Oh, he had to agree that." Oh man,
how could you not?
For sure. Yeah.
No, he's definitely, his all-around game is so much better than it was a year ago. I mean, not, you mentioned that he's not just a spot-up shooter anymore, the floater, the runners, all the above there, but defensively he's better. He's not great by any means, but he's better. Rebounding, he's having the best rebounding season of his career. And he's just super efficient. And, I mean, even just the 22-point game he had against Arkansas, and I know he didn't play the last 6 minutes, and I don't blame Cal for going hot hand, but 8-for-10 shooting, only 1-3, scores 22. Even the Arkansas game last year when he scored 37, I think it was only on 2 threes. I'm going to look right now. Yeah, only 2 threes. I mean, like, he finds ways to score in other ways, but he's also a 44% three-point shooter, and he's deadly from out there too. So,
and right at 90% from the line too. Yeah.
And I think Travis's point is fair, though, because he just does it so quietly. And because he's not a flashy player, he's not going to wow you, but he just makes shots and makes things happen. Where, you know, with Reed, you have the steals and the breakaways that are really fun to watch, and those, his kind of a unique shooting stroke that works for him. And then with Rob, it's the shiftiness, it's these layups that you just can't believe are going in, whether they're contested or at the top of the rim, whatever they are. I mean, they're just flashier guys on this team, but that doesn't matter. But when you put up the stats that Antonio's putting on, I think there's not a guy that you trust more on this roster with the ball in his hands and to show up, right? I mean, there have been games where Reed's been off. There's been games where Rob's been off. There's certainly been games where everyone else has been off. Justin went through 3 months of struggles. DJ's had his ups and downs. Trey's been in and out of the lineup. But the guy that's always – and what's the line that Trey Mitchell used today is, you know, Antonio Reeves is always there. He's the same every single night, and he's won them a lot of games when those other guys haven't showed up, just by doing just that. I mean, the game at Arkansas, not the one they just won, but the game they lost, the game they won down there by six, low scoring, Antonio had 24 points. You take him off the floor, they're getting waxed. So he's just, he does not get enough love. There's no way a guy who's averaging 20 a game at Kentucky shouldn't be getting more love.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Wow. Yeah. The rest of the team had 39 in Fayetteville. Unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, think about that.
Wow. Man. I was going to ask you, you alluded to it a little bit too, about as far as covering him, he's kind of a quiet guy. Your interactions with him, is it just been kind of brief, or is it hard to get quotes out of him, or how is it from that standpoint?
He's opened up a little more this year. I think just, you know, the comfort of being here for what is it now, two seasons. And then also knowing he's kind of the guy on this team, him and Trey, at least they have to be the leaders and set the example. So, you know, he's thoughtful, but he is very humble. I mean, if you were to tell him his stats, he's not going to really give you much. He's just gonna be like, yep, I just go to work every day. He's not a rah-rah guy. He's not going to hype himself up much, but he's not. Last year, he was definitely more reserved, more nervous, all that stuff. And that's understandable going from Illinois State to Kentucky. Definitely have seen some growth in that aspect from him this year as well.
And you think back to the when Chin Coleman did the preview of, I forget which game, might have been Mississippi State or LSU, one of those games where he did the midweek press conference before the game. And you got to talking about Reeves, how proud he was. They're both from Chicago, and having said all that, he still ended up saying, "Well, but he didn't come this far just to come this far." So they're still grinding, still wanting to keep getting better, and you know, not done yet, basically. So, you know, proud of all he's done, but look, he's still trying to do more.
Oh, and yeah, no doubt about it. And again, he's not a finished product defensively, and maybe he'll never be one, but definitely still his all-around game has improved so much. And, you know, he's not perfect. No one really is. I mean, he had five turnovers the other night. I'm sure that's something that he'd want back and is going to look to improve upon. But, I mean, again, it's you'd be hard-pressed to find a more consistent guy in the country this season. I mean, he scored at least 10 in every game but one. And the one he didn't score 10, he scored 9. Like, it's crazy what he does.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So, man, like we said, you had been out a couple of weeks. So, is there just something that you wanted to have said when you weren't on, or is there stuff that's caught your eye, or, you know, that's jumped out at you that, you know, just take the floor, man. If you want to backtrack on a couple of things we missed, or.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've kind of, these last couple games, I think I've kind of accepted for good that the defense is just never going to happen. I mean, they've had some games where, like, the Auburn game was awesome. They played great defense, and, you know, Auburn's guards also are not the best, and they caught some breaks with some missed shots, but you still got to tip your cap when you hold them to 59 points in that building. The game at Arkansas, you know, a month and a half ago. But other than that, man, I mean, we and the Ole Miss game too, but the defense is what it is. Like, I think at this point, you have to just embrace that you are going to have to outscore teams. And whether that's going to work or not in March, I'm not sure. I think it can definitely win you games and maybe even get you to the Final Four. But each of the five last national champions have had a game in the NCAA tournament where they failed to score 70. So can Kentucky win that game against another really good team? Because that's all you play in the tournament. That's the question I have. But I also think John Calipari has done a good job at accepting that, because I really like the rotations that he's gotten into the last couple of games, where Big Z is giving you just enough on defense that he's serviceable on offense. And what he brings on offense is, it's so unique. I mean, I forgot who it was that called him a unicorn, and he's right. I mean, a 7'2" guy that can pick and pop, can hit from the outside, obviously really good finisher inside. gets to the free throw line and hits free throws, which is not common for those big guys. He is such a difference maker on the offensive end of the floor and the pick and roll and all that, that it is so huge that he's at least giving you a little bit of something on defense where he could play. And I think, you know, there's all the talk of, oh, start Reed, start Rob. I think that's the guy who needs to be in the starting lineup going forward and taking the majority of the minutes at the five. You got to give credit, obviously, to Aaron Bradshaw. Had a really good game there against Arkansas on Saturday. But other than that, you know, last month and a half has not been great for him. Ugo had a really good stretch there end of January or early February. He's kind of struggling right now. I'd ride the hot hand with Z, and I really am glad, and I think all of BBN is happy that Cal last night said when he was asked, am I going to play Bradshaw and Z or play a two big lineup, that he's going to go four scorers and a big. That is the way to play with this group. So I think he's done a good job there adjusting to his team's strengths, kind of. He's not going to ever admit it, but he had that comment in the press conference after the Arkansas game Saturday where it looked like we just were asking for the ball back. And I honestly, that's how it looked. That's for darn sure. And that's not the way to play. You got to be better than that. But if you can hold teams in the 80s, low 80s with this offense, you should have a chance to win most games. But we'll see how far it can really get them. I'm not sure. So that's kind of my biggest takeaway watching these last four games or whatever it's been. You know, defense is what it is. Offense is still as good as it can be. And I think Cal's done a much better job with the rotations of late. And then my other thing too, is I've kind of, you know, last year I kind of have a better feel now, I think. And I'd love your opinion on this too, but what type of teams Kentucky would and wouldn't want to see in the tournament. Last year, I think it was the teams that just struggled offensively and you could play your grinded out with, right? Because Kentucky was offensively challenged. We all know that. Like Providence was a great matchup for them in that first round. I don't even think Kansas State was that bad of a matchup. Kansas State just was able to score, you know, Marquise Noel went on the run he went on. And, you know, it was kind of then Keontae Johnson hit those shots down the stretch, whatever, you lose that game. But I think this year's path, the teams that, like Florida and even Arkansas with what Khalif Battle has done the last couple of weeks, the teams that have two really good guards, and in Florida's case, they have a really good big too, a couple of really good bigs. They rebound the hell out of the ball. Those are the teams that would scare me. Two guys that can go and get theirs, because Kentucky's back. I mean, the guards are just not good defensively. I know Reed stuffs the stat sheet with steals. He gets beat off the dribble all the time. He ball watches a lot. Like, and then we know Rob is not a great defender. That's why he'd be playing 35 minutes a game if he was a good defender. So those teams are going to scare me in March, and I think should scare any fan. It seems like Florida, where they have Clayton and Pullen and then Samuel in the middle. Mississippi State, I think if Mississippi State had one more guard to pair with Hubbard, I think they might have won both matchups this year. And Hubbard, well, I'd say won the game in Starkville, not the game here, because Hubbard was off that night. But because every time they went into Tolu Smith, it was just a bucket every time. Yeah. And if they had another guard that could have taken the pressure off Hubbard was unreal, so I don't know how much pressure was on him, but at least another guard where they were taking a lot of threes and trying to run with Kentucky. And if they had one more guy that can go and make that shot, you know, they probably lose that game. We saw, you know, South Carolina even with Cooper and Johnson, and then the bigs they have with Mack and the freshman there whose name is slipping me, and they gave Kentucky a lot of trouble. So I kind of feel like I have a better read on what teams might give Kentucky trouble in March compared to the last couple of games, because I was kind of just figuring, well, every game you have a chance, but you got to outscore them. And I still believe you have a chance in just about every game with the talent. But I feel like we have a better idea of what this team's going to look like going into March, what you want to avoid, and what you prefer to have on your schedule, you know, in your bracket, whatever you want to say.
Yeah, this
passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, go-getters, let Noom Sport Hydration Tablets power up your fun and keep you ready to move. Simply drop, dissolve, and enjoy crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade or lemon lime. With 5 essential electrolytes and crafted with clean, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten-free ingredients, Noom should be your go-to hydration choice. Because when you're hydrated, you can do more, go further, and recover quicker. Shop now on NoomLife.com and get ready for endless fun, because anything can happen after noon.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
The best maybe you can hope for now, and you being the baseball fan that you are, you've seen it.
Yeah,
the career 235 hitter gets up there in a tight spot in the playoffs, and he comes up with that timely hit.
Yes.
Defensively, they against Arkansas, they got some timely stops. They got some steals and some and ones when they were down 9.
Yep.
Timely stops, you know, consistently locking people down, like you said. Yeah, that's, you know, can't really
expect
that now. So if they can get timely stops when they need them, and like you said, you hope the offense continues, but there's maybe a game or two where even you're off. But
sure,
that's what it comes down to, the timely stops. And speaking of, Dillingham is the one that got one of those steals on battle. That's, you know, timely clutch when you gotta have it stops. I guess is where you know, where you dig in and find a way. You know.
Yes. Yeah. And look, I mean, they gave up 102 to Arkansas. Like, that's brutal. Like, I know you won the game, and I don't want to be the whole, oh, well, you get, but that's brutal, man. Arkansas is not a good offensive team. I know Khalif Battle has been on a heater the last couple of games, and he went to town on you. But Mark also went for 21, 26, whatever it was. I forget off the top of my head. They just – and then Davenport went off, and, you know, and then all three Florida games, I mean – or for two Florida games, rather. Pullen and Clayton went for 20-plus in both those games. Then Samuel was a monster in the second game. So I just have my concerns with those type of matchups. You know, when the bracket that I saw today from Lenardi, that's like a dream scenario where there aren't that many of those type of teams. Like, Purdue plays inside out with Edie. I don't think Purdue's going to outscore you. Mississippi State was in that bracket. Texas, just teams that are more defensive sound, and not Baylor. I mean, and Baylor has some weapons, but still, I mean, that's a great bracket for Kentucky if that were to come to fruition. But if you get paired in a bracket with UConn as the one, and you're a 4 or 5 and have to see them in the Sweet 16, even the way, and I hate to say it, but the way Tennessee plays this year, man, with they're different with Dalton Knecht, because they have, you know, Ziegler starting to hit shots. Jordan James can go off on any night. Vescovy can go off on any night. They play with pace. Like, that's not a great matchup for Kentucky. That's why I had my concerns going into the home game, and I have my concerns going into Saturday. Arizona, teams like that, Caleb Love, the guard play they have, like, those teams would scare me in the tournament. But I do think if Kentucky can get a matchup where teams kind of relying on one guard, and you could key in on that guy, and even if he kills you, they have enough firepower to withstand that. So, you know, we'll see what the bracket looks like in a little less than 2 weeks here. But I do feel like these last couple of games have kind of taught us that, right? Because Alabama, even you look at them and what Kentucky was able to do, they play a very specific style. And if you take them out of their game, they're going to struggle. And I think, I mean, Mark Sears is their dude. Like outside of that, in the backcourt, they don't. I mean, Estrada's a solid player. He doesn't scare me per se. He's not going to always go and get his. And then Grant Nelson's been kind of up and down. So they were a good matchup, I think, for Kentucky in that sense, where they, Kentucky just has too much firepower for that. But teams that can counter it with those two guards and a big man, that would make me uneasy.
And Alabama's season's kind of played out that way. They struggled at the beginning, got on a nice roll, and now they're, you know, hitting a little bumpy spot again. Well, they got Florida tonight, right?
Yes, down in Gainesville. They, yeah, that's a
– got swept by Tennessee, got blown at Kentucky, lose to Florida. Barely beat Florida at home in Tuscaloosa a couple
of weeks ago. Yeah, overtime game. Yeah, Florida, I think Florida might be the most underrated team in the conference. I know they just lost that game to Carolina, and Carolina went to his own and had their way there, but – Carolina's having a great season.
They're legit now. I mean, and now Tennessee's got to go there after Tennessee lost to them at home. So
I mean, Carolina could win the conference. If Carolina wins out, they win the SEC. I know it would be a share, but they technically would own that tiebreaker with Tennessee. So it's crazy. Good job that Lamont Paris has done in year two there. But I just think Florida with their guard play and the rebounding is what makes them really underrated. So and if you know, Kentucky's in a spot too where it's a big ask because you have to win out. But if Alabama were to lose tonight and Kentucky wins out, Kentucky would finish ahead of Alabama because of that tiebreaker. But you're banking on a win at Knoxville, which will be really tough to get. Senior day for Vescovy, Jordan James, Connect. That place is going to be on fire. We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. But you also have Auburn, where you would own the tiebreaker, but Auburn's got the easiest path in the SEC left with Missouri and Georgia. So, you know, that 4 and 5 line, it's going to be either the 4 or the 5 line, it seems like, unless a win in Knoxville opens up a lot more. But I'm just going to go on the safe side of predicting, and it's probably going to be either the 4 or the 5 line.
Yeah, for sure. Man, flipping to football, we got spring practice rolling on, sneaking up on us. April 13th is the spring game, 1 o'clock. So
there actually is one.
Yeah, 1 o'clock on second Saturday in April. So that'll be there. And look, we're close to it and all the time, but sometimes the national media type, Kirk Herbstreit's always kind of been high on Kentucky every year. Chris Doering every year. Mm-hmm. I found the clip. Was it Josh Pate?
On 247. Yep.
Yeah, I was gonna try to just do that real. It's like a 50-second deal. I had it.
Yeah.
He's talking about the offseason, basically, with the hires and the acquisitions and the upgrading of the staff. Let me see if I can get myself together and just play it right here off of my phone. I retweeted it off of our account on Twitter. Follow us at Believe in Kentucky, by the way. Here it is. See if we can just play that real quick. Just for a little outsider perspective on Kentucky football.
Mark Stoops did some work.
Here we go.
Mark Stoops did some work. Once the season ended, if I believed in the word offseason, I'd use it here. Mark Stoops got it done. Ever since last season ended, they had the biggest offensive support staff increase in the SEC at Kentucky. They went and got Shorts, who's the wide receivers coach. Big time upgrade. I mean, big time positional grade increase there. Their total staff grade at Kentucky's up over 4%, had an excellent cycle. They also went and got Wolford back from Alabama. He was the offensive line coach that left there a couple of years ago. But Dekil Shorts, that's the wide receiver coach. That's the one we circle. That was the big get, in our opinion, for Mark Stoops. And that's not a name that's going to grab a lot of headlines, but that's not what we build this for. Again, emotionless, just care about grading guys. And Dekil Shorts is a big-time get from Mark Stoops.
So there you go. Just a nice little clip about the staff construction for the offseason.
Yeah. Yeah. And I agree with that, with Dekil. I mean, that was, Woodward's a great guy, and I know was really well liked by the players, but there's something to be said for these coaches that actually went out and played that position. And obviously, Dakell Schwartz did that at West Virginia. He's one of the better receivers in their program's history. And what he did at Houston was awesome, you know, stat-wise with some of their receivers. Obviously, the big name there was last year with Tank Dell, who's obviously now in the NFL, just had an awesome rookie year before getting hurt with the Texans, had 1,398 yards down at Houston with him. And then Matthew Golden the last 2 years, he became the top name of the transfer portal, and there was some hope maybe that connection would lead him to Kentucky. He goes to Texas, but he's done a really good job with that receiver room. We all know, we have all talked about, you know, what he did as a player at West Virginia, ranking within the top five in their program in receiving yards, got a chance with the Bills, you know, out of college. So a really special player at the college level who understands and gets the grind, and is a good recruiter from what I understand too, has had success running his own wide receiver room, you know, last year in the Big 12 and then the year before that in the American with Houston. So I agree with that wholeheartedly, and that's not a knock on Bush Hamden. I just think there's a lot to be determined with Bush, just because and I like a lot of what he said at his press conference a couple weeks ago. Obviously, the numbers, especially in the run game, have been good everywhere he's been. But I just think, you know, he's only called plays in the SEC for like a total of 3 games when he's at Mizzou. And I'm sure, you know, the fact that he wasn't the offense coordinator, there was a lot of collaboration. So how much of that was him? How much of that was Eli Drinkwitz? What, so on and so forth. So, you know, I want to see more before I determine that a slam dunk hire, whatever you want to say. I think it's a good hire on paper. I just want to see more. But I think Schwartz, and just from hearing some of the things some of the players have said about him early on, I think that definitely has a chance to be the best staff hire they made this offseason. I get what happened with Eric Wolford a couple of years ago, but I think especially on a recruiting standpoint, that's also a massive upgrade, more so recruiting than anything else. I mean, he did kind of leave some issues with depth and some questions there. And some of the Alabama reporters I've talked to question some of the depth he's left behind there, but no one can question what he's done recruiting wise at all. So, but yeah, no, I'm a huge fan of the Schwartz hire, and you know, that's a guy I think will eventually be an OC if he desires to be.
Well, that's high praise. And that was Josh Pate. And Jordan Adams from Fox 56 is the one that I retweeted that had put that out there. So just give, you know, credit where credit is due. But, you know, just cool to hear outside perspective, your high praise, and you know, objective, not just trying to say something just to say something. But he really thinks they made some serious upgrades, and hopefully it plays out that way.
No doubt about it there. And you know, OC is a to be determined, but I think this late in the game with Hamden, you did as good as you can on paper.
I want to
see some more outside of the Mountain West Pac-12. Let's see how it goes down here with the big boys.
Right. Kentucky baseball is playing EKU today. It is scoreless right now in the middle of the third inning. But the Cats moved into the top 25, one of 10 SEC teams in the top 25. They're 10-1 right now, off to a great start. And, hey, just keep stacking wins before you get to conference play.
Yeah, that's all you can do.
Yeah.
No, I'm really intrigued to see how this team ends up. I think there's some – I think offensively they're similar to last year, where they're not going to hit Nick Lopez. As I was saying, I just saw Nick Lopez hit a 3-run home run, but I was going to say they're not going to hit many home runs, and they haven't really hit that many home runs, you know, so far this season. They're going to steal bags. They're going to try to put pressure on you. They're going to bunt. They're going to do all those little things. But I think their 3 starters, especially the 2, the kid they got from Connecticut Central, Dominic Nimmin, I believe his name is, and then Mason Moore, you feel really good about those 2 guys pitching. We'll see how Mingione lines them up when they get to SEC play. Travis Smith had a great freshman year last year. He's been a little up and down so far this year. We'll see how that goes. But I think my question marks are more in the bullpen. They just lost so much from it last year. Obviously, you move more into the rotation, so you take him out. Austin Strickland, who had a great year last year, is gone. So they lost some depth. Sepp Chavez even did a nice job when he was healthy last year. So we'll see. We'll see where this thing goes. I'm really curious to see how they perform once they get to SEC play. But so far, you know, 10-1 is about, it's just about as good as you can ask for. And yeah. But like you said, man, 10 teams ranked in that SEC. Who are the teams that aren't ranked? That's the question.
Was it maybe the Mississippi?
I know Missouri's not.
Or something? Yeah.
Yeah, Missouri just, by the credit to NKU, huh? Going out there and winning a series.
Over Tennessee, Missouri. LSU, Arkansas, Vanderbilt, Kentucky.
Yeah.
That's five right there ranked.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Mississippi State's probably not. They're struggling. So is But yeah, those are two historic, amazing baseball programs. Probably turn it around at any point. So, yeah.
Here we go. Here it is. Arkansas is ranked second. LSU third. A&M fourth. Tennessee seventh. Florida eighth. Vandy ninth. Then you go down to Alabama 21, Kentucky 25. I think that's all
that's
of
insane,
them.
Man. Yeah, so Auburn, the two Mississippi.
Oh, no, Auburn 13. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's Auburn 13. Okay.
My bad. Auburn is 13th.
So you have 11 ranked teams?
Oh, and South Carolina 18. I'm just skipping.
My God, dude. It's crazy. Yeah, now the SEC in baseball is just unbelievable.
5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10. Yeah, so 10 out of the 14. Okay. Yeah, the Georgia's not ranked.
Missouri and Georgia. Yeah, Georgia, first-year head coach. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the two Mississippi schools won the national championship within the last 3 years. And Georgia's got all the talent in the world if they play together, I'm sure. I know they have a really good player in Charlie Condon. And then, you know, Missouri is also, you know, they're rebuilding first-year head coach there. So it's a juggernaut, the SEC in baseball. And, you know, I'll be excited to see how they stack up. They did a really nice job last season when no one gave them much of a chance. And still, I think they were finished to place sixth or fifth in the East this year. So there's still some skeptics out there. And, you know, I'm not totally sold on them either, but I do think they have some talent to have a very similar year to what they had last year.
That's what we're talking with Trevor Fitz last week. If y'all had missed it, go back and listen to our episode with director of player development Trevor Fitz, and he, you know, looking through the history, couldn't believe there's so many Kentucky teams that didn't make back-to-back regionals. You know, AJ Reed was here and was, you know, same time Jalen was there playing football, and he was a stud,
unbelievable.
And he was like, man, they're 35 wins, 36 wins, 15-15 in the conference, and they didn't make it. He's like, you know, Kentucky has a lot of years where they had a lot of gripes about not making it, and so. And of course, you know, we ask them, why do they think they're in position to do it? You know, you made the regionals last year. Now it's time to build on it and stack it. We're in that same position, you know, in 2017. Now you try to build on it again and not have a lull and where it's 4 or 5 years before you make another one. So,
absolutely.
You know, he's there. Minge is there. Coach Roselle is there. Like what they kind of did with the portal. It's just a gauntlet. There's no off weekends. You know, you play in Georgia. That's not an off weekend. It's not.
There's no such thing as an
off
weekend.
Not at all.
So. Yeah. And we talk about how good the SEC has gotten at basketball. We all know what it does in football, but it's just forgotten how insane the SEC is with baseball. And, you know, you just look. Part of it is because you're in a lot. There are a lot of places where you can play year round. In the SEC with the weather, obviously Florida, Georgia to an extent, South Carolina to an extent. But I'm pretty sure I saw something where like the only team above the Mason-Dixon line that was ranked was Indiana or something like that. It's just crazy how the South and the Southwest and Pacific just baseball is wise.
Yeah, and you know, Texas coming to the SEC is 14th in the country. So, you know,
not bad. Not bad.
That's to look forward to.
It's crazy, man. Yeah. And I think I know they put the opponents out for next year. I would assume Kentucky plays one of the newcomers.
Yeah.
I don't have it in front of me, but I would assume so.
Yeah. So, you know, fun stuff, man. Fun times. My coach Min Jones gets paid the big bucks, man. So
yeah, he's got
navigate
out for him always.
Absolutely. Well, man, we had fun hitting all the episodes. We got, you know, one last game at Rupp, and hopefully it's a comfortable win against Vanderbilt, and we'll go on from there. Hey, look, let's go ahead real quick. Cal just went ahead and announced he's not doing radio tomorrow. That's based on the show, or is he going to do it from his car? Or because it's on his radio, on the call-in show, he said, look, it's 9 o'clock.
Oh, man. He's going to throw it on Orlando.
Hey, go-getters, let Noom Sport Hydration Tablets power up your fun and keep you ready to move. Simply drop, dissolve, and enjoy crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade or lemon lime. With 5 essential electrolytes and crafted with clean, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten-free ingredients, Noom should be your go-to hydration choice. Because when you're hydrated, you can do more, go further, and recover quicker. Shop now on noonlife.com and get ready for endless fun, because anything can happen after noon.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called Needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Yes, he hinted that maybe he would just go to his car and call in.
Come on, it's the last chance for these fans. Oh, man, dude, come on.
So, yeah, I mean,
at least he put it out there so the fans won't sit around and wait. But
right.
I mean, look, there are some people that buy the ticket just for that moment to possibly get their ball signed at the end of the game by Cal. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. You know how I stand on that. I find it to be weak, but people will forget about that if they have a deep run in March.
That's exactly. And he did say he was going to take a nap before the game. So if that's the case, those 15 or 20 minutes aren't going to make or break you.
Really. I really feel bad for a guy making $9 million a year that he has to coach a basketball game at 9 p.m. against his son, nonetheless.
You don't live in Paducah. You don't have to drive far from Rupp.
He lives on Richmond Road. Everyone
knows. Yeah, everybody knows.
He lives 5 minutes away, man. Come on.
So, just had to throw that last little nugget in. But appreciate everybody takes the time to listen. AG, man, glad to have you back. And we look forward to having all three of us back next week. And
absolutely. And
some more football talk in, basketball, baseball. Everything's rolling right now. And we'll talk about all of it on upcoming episodes of Believe in Kentucky. So everybody stay safe. Beat Vanderbilt, and let's roll on into March with a little bit of momentum. And we'll talk about it all next week. So everybody take care. This has been another episode of Believe in Kentucky.
Go-getters, let Noom Sport Hydration Tablets power up your fun and keep you ready to move. Simply drop, dissolve, and enjoy crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade or lemon lime. With 5 essential electrolytes and crafted with clean, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten-free ingredients, Noom should be your go-to hydration choice. Because when you're hydrated, you can do more, go further, and recover quicker. Shop now on noonlife.com and get ready for endless fun, because anything can happen after noon.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted. Where I felt adventures pulse with every step. And where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Save big money at Menards. Add comfort to your life with Menards' great selection of Serta mattresses. Find the perfect mattress that fits your size and firmness needs. Hurry in today and pick up a Serta Gel memory foam mattress in a box on sale now through May 27. Take control of your comfort with Serta mattresses at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.